And Phillips WPFD 0 and carry today's date is 10-02-2025. Dictation is 4. Sarah Lopez, Lopez spells L-O-P-E-Z. Sarah spells S-A-R-A. Date of birth is 11-14-1980. This is a 44-year-old female here with pain and pressure in the right anterior frontal and maxillary sinuses. Period. Patient denies trauma. She says she has a history of sinusitis and symptoms of similar. Period. Next paragraph. Next line, patient described pain as sharp, pressure-like, rated pain 7/10, worse with leaning forward. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports nasal discharge, said discharge from nose is green. She reports nasal congestion, period. Next paragraph. Patient reports body aches, period. Next line, patient reports chills. Next line, nose congested, green discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next line. Respiratory good, inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or stenosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. She has normal bowel songs, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgia, gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood unaffected, normal, period. Next paragraph. I, pearl, EOM, full range of motion, conjunctiva is mildly injected, eye is very watery. No lid edema, no orbital edema, no orbital tenderness of palpation or erythema, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, she bears weight well with no antalgia, gait, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious size. Question, full range of motion with no discomfort, she bears weight well with no antalgic gait, no tenderness of palpation, period, neurovascularly intact, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert or oriented type 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affected normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinus headache, number 2 is acute sinusitis, number 3 is acute rhinitis, number 4 is acute conjunctivitis. Next paragraph. In the clinic today, patient received the following Rocephin, 1 gram IM, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was observed in the clinic for about 10 to 20 minutes, then reevaluated. She reports that she's feeling a little better. Next line, visual acuity reveal left eye 20/20, right eye 20/30, both eyes 20/20, period. Next paragraph, patient and I had a discussion about her condition. She informed me that she's been getting recurrent sinusitis and has a septal deviated septum. And she says she thinks that's what's causing her problem, period. She was given a consultation for a discussion with ENT for other treatment options, period. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. It says she has none. She was sent home with the following medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily, to take only if you have itching and burning after taking antibiotics, period. Next paragraph. Dexcom DMX 17.5/4/10, so that's 400/10, 1 PO BID for 30 days. Next medication, amoxicillinase 75 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days, number 20. Next medication, prednisone 10 milligrams, 1 PO QAM for 10 days, number 10. Patient was given the opportunity to ask questions, says he has none, end of dictation. Says she has none, end of dictation. She was advised to call the specialist if in 2 days she doesn't hear anything from them. End of the patient.